Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. And I am laughing. I'm going to share with you in a moment why I'm laughing. But we're the Odd Couple broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Rob Parker.
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great. I was laughing, chuckling during the introduction because I've got the game on, or the upcoming game between, they're showing it now on TNT, between the Sixers and the Celtics. And have you seen what James Harden wore to the game?
No, I did not. I did not
see it.
It is the
most, Rob, and this is saying something. I think you'll agree with this, that this is saying something. It is the most outlandish suit or outfit I've ever seen an NBA player wear. And that includes Kyle Kuzma's sweater.
Big Bird sweater.
I think the sleeves were way down to the knees or something like that. He had on, it looked like a blue Gumby suit. That's one way to describe it. It was made of fur or something. I don't know. But the pants were real baggy and bell bottoms, and the top was, you know, the same material. He was all in blue, and it had like some yellow and white on the front or something. It looked like either that or some oversized pajamas.
What are they, JNCO jeans? Is that what you're saying? Who's telling me that? Iowa Sam? Yeah.
JNCO jeans? Iowa Sam, get on the mic. Is that what they're called, JNCO jeans? They weren't jeans, though.
Looks like JNCO jeans.
They weren't jeans, though, right? They were like fur.
They were like fur?
They got that flare, though.
May 1st?
Yeah, they're flare. They're bell bottoms.
May 1st with some fur on? It's May Day.
It's
ridiculous.
Iowa Sam, so you down with that? You think it's hot. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely not.
Okay. They wouldn't wear
they
that.
They're not dressing like that in Iowa.
If they were. If
maybe back in the early 90s.
Iowa, if you wore that in Iowa, Iowa Sam, they probably would try to milk you or something. You know what I mean? Like you just can't wear those.
Late 90s, but no, I never wore those.
Wait till you see it, Rob.
Yeah, Brandon just sent me a picture. I'm going to take a look at it. I can't.
It's unbelievable. All right, let's get this party started. We got Iowa Sam obviously in. For DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and the twos, we in good hands. We've got our man, Brandon Trufa. The Truth is filling in for Rob G.
You can't handle the truth.
And on the updates, Monsi Bolaños. All right, Rob, let's get right to it. Huge weekend in the NBA. What a weekend. I mean, first of all, the Lakers just ran roughshod over the Memphis Grizzlies, closed them out, winning by 40. Yeah, 40. All right, and then on we'll bypass Denver. They shellacked the Phoenix Suns. Games two is tonight. We'll see what happens tonight with Kevin Durant and company versus Nikola Jokic and company. But the big story, of course, the Golden State Warriors, Rob, and facing elimination on the road, game seven, and Steph Curry has one of the best performances of his life, arguably the greatest game seven performance in NBA history. The first player ever to score 50 points, which is exactly what he had, 50, in a game seven. And, Rob, I tweeted afterwards, and this is not a prisoner of the moment, because last year after Steph won his fourth MVP or ring championship and his first finals MVP, I said he's top 10 all time. But I tweeted during the game, top 10 all time, end of discussion. And it went viral, and it started, obviously, a discussion, or was part of a discussion. And my point in tweeting it, Rob, was not to state it, because I've already stated it, but it was to say all those that have disagreed, you might agree now. The discussion's over. And I want to give a few things. Why? I don't know where you're at on this, Rob. I got a feeling. But here's why I'm saying Steph is all time or top 10. Greatest shooter ever. Changed the game tremendously. Defied conventional wisdom and changed it. Like, Michael Jordan changed conventional wisdom. When Michael Jordan entered the league, the feeling was you can't build a dynasty or championship team, and certainly not a dynasty around a two guard. You're going to be better than Jerry West. He won one championship. Couldn't build a dynasty around a two guard. Jordan changed that. Conventional wisdom's changed. Steph's changed that. I've told the story, Rob, when I saw LeBron talking to him before the 2015 finals. And I said, does this Warriors team remind you of the Spurs that you played in 2014? He's like, nah. He chuckled. Nah. They don't have a Duncan, this and that. He said, a jump shooting team can't win a championship. Well, that was conventional wisdom. LeBron wasn't being crazy. That's how everybody felt. But now that's changed. Conventional wisdom has changed. You can be a jump shooting team. In fact, you better be a jump shooting team if you want to win a championship. He had the highest scoring game seven ever, obviously. Only unanimous MVP. One of only two players ever to win multiple championships, lead their teams to multiple championships, without a top 75 teammate. Him and Kobe Bryant, the only ones to do it. 27 points a game is his average in the finals. That's 10th all time. Of those generally in the discussion for top 10 players ever, he's one of only four players in the top 10 of that category of final scoring. Points per game. Jordan, LeBron, Shaq, Steph. 10th all-time with 27 points a game in playoff scoring. One of only three of the generally recognized guys in the top 10 discussion. Jordan, LeBron, Steph.
not a great defender, but a good, solid defender he has become, and actually got a steals championship. Like, he won the steals record. He was the steals leader in 2015, 2016. Rob, I'm big on efficiency. It's one reason I don't have Kobe as high as some people do. I got him in top 10, but as high as some people, because his effective field goal percentage, or Kobe, wasn't that efficient. Well, Steph is the model of efficiency. In fact, he's the only guard in the history of the NBA, to be in the top 20 of all time in effective field goal percentage. And he's number 14 on the list. Everybody above him is a center except John Collins, who's like a power forward nowadays. And I'm guessing John will drop out of that as time goes on. So obviously the four rings, and I had to mention that, the two MVPs, everybody knows that. So those are some of my reasons, Rob, why I think Steph now is an unimpeachable top 10 player. He's on that list now where you'd be like, well, who you taking out? Because he's going to be in it. It's who you take it out. Who when the next person that comes up for the top 10, Steph will be in that group where, well, who you taking out? You know? And I think he's reached that. And yesterday was just more confirmation, and I think may have convinced even more people.
Did not convince me, as usual, because I look at the whole ball of wax when I even look at that game. Of course, he played great with 50 points. We got that. 38 shots to make 50. Better make 50 with 38 shots in the game. So,
you're saying he wasn't efficient?
I didn't say that. I said when you take 38 shots, you should score 50 if you're Steph Curry. Yeah. 38
Did you say shots? That when Jordan scored 63?
Can you just talk for 10 minutes?
It's a silly. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. It's silly. Go ahead.
It is silly.
Okay, yeah.
If you can't take it, get off the air.
Yeah, all right. I'm off the
go
air.
Ahead.
Go ahead.
You done?
You
so it's just my show
yep,
today.
Your show. The Chris Broussard
All right.
Show.
All right. Like I said, Steph Curry, top 10 all time. And Rob just brought up a point. 38 shots. Wow. You know how many Michael Jordan took? I mean, did you shoot down Jordan's 63 points? Because some people have tried to do that when, you know, Steph scored 50. Oh, it's a first-round game. What are you talking about? It's a first-round game. Well, Jordan 63 was in a first-round game. In fact, it was a first-round game he lost. It was a first-round game that he was swept in that series. And Jordan shot 22 for 41. I don't remember hearing Rob Parker say, oh, he took 41 shots. He better score 63. And I'm just trying to be objective. That's all we're trying to do, be objective. That's the best you can do? You know how we come on the Odd Couple? You got to bring some real stuff. And that wasn't real stuff. 20 for 38, 22 for 41, about the same. So, but Jordan's another great moment from Jordan. For those of you who want to hate and say, oh, it was the first round. Jordan's two of his biggest moments, and I'm not shooting this down, I'm just pointing it out. Because I think the 63 points is obviously awesome. But he also hit the shot against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The shot, right, in Cleveland to win that series over Cleveland. Guess what? First round. So those of you who were going, oh, first round, it don't matter. Nah, it matters. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877. I don't know if Rob is on, but 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Simple question. Is Steph Curry a top 10 player all time? Your thoughts next, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
thank you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that. And listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a Magic City Monday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, ATV, boat, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Let's start the calls on this question. Is Steph Curry top 10 all time? Sean in Sacramento. Man, Sean, look, I'm going to say this, bro. Your boys got my respect. I mean, obviously, I knew they were a good team, but they're better than I thought. They got nothing to be ashamed of. Them boys, they're going to be nice in the future.
First of all, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Look, Chris, first of all, I came with a fork and a spoon to eat my humble pie. You were right. You called it. You told me to wait. It's a long series. This experience and the inexperience is going to play out, and that's exactly what happened. So you called it. I got to give you that. But I appreciate that, Chris. And at the end of the day, that's what we've been begging for in Sacramento, just a little respect from the Warriors to the national media. We just wanted to be recognized, and ultimately
they got it. There's no doubt. But they got it.
Yeah, but my take is you're 100% right on this, Chris, and What you didn't mention, and I feel like, you know, everybody else is going to see, is the eye test. The Kings gave that man single full-court defense with three different premier defensive defenders, and he broke through that for 50. He was double-teamed, triple-teamed, boxing one. Everything, not only a coach, but his former coach, Coach of the Year, could throw at him, he defeated. And I think something that people are failing to really realize with Steph is his impact on the game totally changed the way the landscape of the NFL is, or not the NFL, but the NBA is now. Everybody's looking for shooters. Everybody's building around guards, like you mentioned. And there's no more, you know, you got to have a dominant center. He took an entire position out of the league. Steph, top 10 by the eye test.
Now, the eye test is a great way, because I don't even remember how many points he had when I tweeted that. But like you said, the eye test is like, what are we watching? I never seen anything like this. Never. And what he's doing is crazy. So, good call, Vashawn. Let's go to, let's see who we got here. We got Tony from D.C. Tony, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's going on, fellas? Always a pleasure.
What up, brother?
I think he's top 10. Yeah, probably closer to 10 than he is to that top 5. But, Chris, I need to correct y'all on one thing. This is not the greatest Game 7 performance ever. That belongs to James Worthy, 1988 NBA Finals Game 7 triple-double. Okay, so let's get that straight.
Yeah, then he had like 38 or something like that.
Yeah, he had a triple-double Game 7. They rose the trophy. So if they lose to the Lakers, this Game 7 is a great performance. Yeah, but it's not James Worthy. It's Game 7 where we're raising the trophy. Everything's on the line.
Just the stage. Yeah, it's not quite
the
final.
So I think he's top 10. Who you bump out is up to you, you know, but
like somebody get him. He ain't right. I feel you. All right, let's go to Mark in Sacramento. Sacramento, again, Mark, our condolences, bro.
What's going on?
They put up a good fight.
No, bro. When I talked to you, I didn't jump on that wagon. I said when they were at 6 and moving to 3, I said they weren't going to win a championship, but they were going to be a headache for somebody.
You talking about the Kings or the Warriors?
The Kings.
They were a headache.
Now the Warriors. Now the Warriors. I will say this. I don't put him in the top 10 yet, but hang on, Chris. But if he finishes this deal and get another back-to-back, now we're talking. I will say, because now you look at two back-to-backs and five, and yeah, right. Now we're talking. But, not because of 50-point game now. No, I won't do that.
I would think those, for the most part, those that don't have him top 10, if they win it, I would think they go top 10.
And
some people talking more than that. Some people talking he passes Magic. And I mean, so, yeah, if he wins this, it'll be interesting to see how far this thing goes.
I'll give him that.
You were giving. You were putting past Magic if he wins the top?
No. I'm putting top 10.
Top 10.
I'm not putting anybody by Magic, man. Back off that.
All right. Let's go. Good call, Mark.
What's going on, gentlemen? Brother.
Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. Andre. Your thoughts, brother?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. No, not at all. Steph Curry is not top 10. The most he can do is he can do some window shopping. He can step up to the glass, you know, and breathe on it, you know, maybe write something on the glass, but he's not getting in the top 10 category. No way, no how. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, we got our top tier. That's Jordan, that's LeBron, and that's Kareem. That's not beyond debate. After that, we got Bill Russell, we got Tim Duncan, and we got Kobe. Okay, we got four more to go. We got Magic, we got Bird, folks. Put some doggone respect.
Are you saying Magic and Bird are on a lower tier than the Duncan, Russell, and Kobe?
We can debate the 4 through 10. We can debate 4 through 10. The top 3 is beyond dispute.
Okay.
Jordan, LeBron, Kareem. Okay? Right. Then I'm saying Russell, Duncan, Kobe, Magic, Bird. I'm putting Oscar Robertson in the conversation. And if you don't want to go with Robertson, we still have Shaq and Wilt to talk about. Here's what it comes down to with Steph Curry. Tremendous performance, wonderful, all that stuff. What people have said, I need to see it against the Lakers, and if you break through against the Lakers, I need to see it again against the Suns or Denver, and then in the NBA Finals. Steph, I'm happy for you, you know, good guy. We're not going to find who can guard you, okay? You haven't done it consistently on the biggest stage. You got the two championships on your own, and then you got the two with the super team. If you get a fifth by yourself, then I'm willing to take one of these out and put you in the top 10. Not until.
So Andre, here's the thing. He's averaged 27 in the finals. He hasn't done it on the big stage? 27
average, but then there's that clunker with the 73-9 that he gave back, and he hasn't had those clunkers.
Who can you name that hasn't had a clunker other than Michael Jordan?
Chris. Kobe made it to the finals. He broke through in 08, and the Celtics mollywhopped him. What happened when he went back in 09 and 010? Kobe wasn't
happy. Yeah, he won, right?
I need Steph to give me that quintessential finals moment, and I will put him in. But he's got those two with Durant.
Yeah, he didn't have any with – but let's not take away from him because he won with Durant. Do we take away from Magic because he won with Kareem or Kareem because he won with Magic? I mean, we take away from Shaq because he won with Kobe or Kobe because he won with Shaq? That's ridiculous. Okay. The way it's worked out, you should be saying Durant won his with Steph. I mean, you ain't taking away from Steph's proven he can win it without Durant multiple times. All right, thank you, Andre.
Let us go to Aaron in Oregon. Aaron, you're on the Odd Couple with Chris and Rob. What you got?
Hey, man, yeah, I for surely think he's in the top 10. He's pretty unguardable. He's shooting threes. I think he might be even later down the line. Of course, you know, he's a lot younger than LeBron. His days are not over yet. Reckon he can even, you know, he tosses up threes like from half court, like chewing on his mouth guard and walking away. And they're just going in nothing but net. So, yeah, I think he's in the top 10. And what if he does win? And that's going to be five, and LeBron only has four. You're going to put him. LeBron?
I'm not thinking that, but some people are. It's going to be interesting if that happens. That'll be interesting discussion. All right, we appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Chris and Rob live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest does a great job covering the NBA for NBCSports.com. We had him on a little while ago. He did a great job. We're excited to welcome in Kurt Heelan. Kurt, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing good. My guess is Philly's fans and Philadelphia fans, that was not the guy they were hoping to hear was coming back today. Nothing against Bryce Harper, but I think he was second on the list.
Right about that. And let's start there then, since you brought us to Philly. Obviously, Joel Embiid out for game one. Obviously, they need him to win the series, but do you think they can even win the series with him missing a game or two?
No. Honestly, I don't think they win the series if he plays.
I'm with you on that, right.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't think they, but I think it's close, and I think they've got a chance if he's out there. You know, we saw that when they played in early April. I mean, you know, again, regular season game, so take a grain of salt with
right.
it. But, like, he had to drop 52. Like, if he came out and did that a few times, like, they'd have a chance in some games and, you know, maybe you get a maxi game or whatever. But without him, they're in real trouble. And it's not even that. It's not even the scoring. Isn't it? But I can attack Maxey in a pick and roll. I can attack Harden constantly in a pick and roll. They've got holes, and the only thing that stops that from being a problem during the regular season is Joel Embiid in the paint. And I love B-ball Paul, but that's a drop-off.
Yeah, no doubt.
I know there have been a ton of injuries this postseason. Do you remember a postseason with so many stars going out?
Not really. I mean, I suppose there are, and you know, you ask the math whizzes, and they might have better stats on this. But like, it's not just guys are out. It's the Sixers aren't right with Joel Embiid, man. If Jimmy Butler misses a game, forget about it. Paul George and then Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers. I mean, it's not just guys. It's like critical guys.
No, it's the biggest stars, which is just mind-boggling that so many big stars have missed significant action, and it just takes away from the postseason. If you're going to the game tonight or just going to watch it, there's no way you feel the same way about the playoffs.
No, we don't. You know what'll be wild tonight, though? This Celtics team, I mean, honestly, going back to last season, when they're not really challenged, sometimes even when they are, but like you end up with the game five thing where like, man, we could close out the Hawks tonight if we just show up focused. Nope,
yep.
We're not going to do that. Like, do they have one of those moments where they just, no one
right.
We got this, man, and then they go out flat? Like, it's not outside the realm of possibility.
No doubt. Let's look at Golden State and obviously Steph with a historic 50-point game in game seven. I said it after last year's championship. I think he's top 10 all time. Where are you at on that?
I'm good with that. Funny, I was debating with a friend this morning who was trying to give me top five, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I can go there. As much as Curry's been great, I don't know if I go five, but 10 I'll do. Like that, yeah, he's there. I don't know if he's quite on the LeBron Bird. I don't think I'd have Bird in my top 10, but like I'd have Magic there. But what Curry brings to the table, on top of, you know, MVPs and rings and all that, the game's different because of him. The game is played differently because of him. Guys are growing up. He's just one of those guys. I mean, Chris, you've seen this in games. You guys have seen this. You go see the Warriors in, I don't care, go see them in Boston. Go see them in Philadelphia. There are about 100 kids, getting there early to watch Curry warm up wearing Curry jerseys.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, man. He is just, he's huge, and he's just changed how those kids are going to see him play the game.
I just wonder, so Kurt, so you didn't have him in your top 10 until after he beat a first-round opponent.
No, I'm
asking you. He was okay. Okay, because people, when I hear people saying that he moved in and after beating a team that hadn't been to playoffs in 20 years, and I get the Game 7 performance, but he also has some demerits on his career. I mean, the choke against the 3-1, that's never happened. And I don't know if he has the other two championships without KD. I'm not positive of that with that Warriors team. So when I look at it, it's hard for me to think that he's top 10 despite, and that top 10 is very, very lofty, and there are a lot of players, and I get it, the recency of him, but I think if you were to look at it a little closer, he might be in your top 20 or 15, but he's not in my top 10.
You're right about this, man. It gets hard when you try to parse that out. I mean, it really is. When you start trying to get down to those, I mean, separating, and it matters what matters to you. Like, where do you put Bill Russell and his, you know, fistfuls of rings and all that, right? Like, it's hard to compare across eras. That was such a different game and different style of play. And what do you do with Wilt, who has one ring, but
two.
Yeah, two. That's right. Yeah. He does have two. He does have
right.
two.
But he changed the game. They changed the rules for him. I mean, yeah, he's exactly, got to be. Yeah. How's he not in the top 10?
He has to be, just because, also, like, just go look at the record book. Like, every time they're talking
right.
about new scoring records, like, it's like, oh, Curry did this, set this new crazy record. He's done it three times now. Wilt did it 48 times.
Well, they usually say post-merger. That's usually how you deal with the Wilt factor. Let's go to Phoenix, Denver. Obviously, Denver routed them in game one. Do you think Denver's going to – is just too much for Phoenix, or do you think this is a competitive series that the Suns have a good chance of winning?
I honestly, after seeing the Suns in person a couple times out here in L.A. last round, look, they won the series and convincingly against, you know, what was left of the Clippers. But after seeing them in person and seeing them fight against the shorthanded Clippers, I was like, I don't think they've got it. I thought the depth issues would come back to bite them. Before this playoff started, I thought they'd be the team. And after seeing them in person a couple of games, I'm not sold. And I think this is a perfect example of the problem. Guys, who do they get to cover Jamal Murray? Who do they have right. on the roster that can even start? Chris Paul's not that guy anymore, and I just don't know where they go.
How about the Nuggets? I mean, most people, just despite winning the West, people poo-pooed them, called them the chicken nuggets, and now look at where they are from and the way that they've performed. Has your opinion of the Nuggets changed since the postseason started?
Not really. I still think that they were. I think they had always had a good chance to come out of the West. I'm maybe just less sold on everybody else, but I don't know. I was one of those guys, and I think part of it is we do this in every sport with every guy. You can't win it until I've seen you win it. You know what I mean? Like, you just sometimes you get. I just feel like, I don't know that you can do it until I've seen you do it. And once I see you do it, I'll buy it. And especially with Jokic, although, I think it's a little unfair just because of they didn't have Murray the last couple of years and they didn't have Porter. And then going out and making really smart moves, like picking up Bruce Brown, like just they did some KCP, giving them some shooting in depth and the kind of veterans, you know, versatile guys you need for a playoff run. I think they've set themselves up well. And even with all that, they hadn't even been close, so I kind of needed to see it.
We got a last question. We got about a minute and a half for your answer, Kurt. Lakers, we get another LeBron-Steph series. How do you see this one going, Lakers-Warriors?
As much as I am excited for this to be – it was funny, I was just writing up my preview for tomorrow morning on this. Like, as much as I'm excited for Steph Curry – LeBron James round, whatever we're up to now, like and that kind of like all the great battles. To me, this still comes down to, can Anthony Davis be the best player on the floor during this series. For the Lakers to win, I think he has to be the best player on and for them. He's got to be a defensive force because they're going to funnel everything to him and try to get guys to drive into him. He's got to put up points, and that's not – go ask Sabonis how that goes with Looney and Green on you. Like, I don't think it's going to be as easy as last round. So a lot is asked of him. If they have any chance, I think it's him. I don't think it's – I don't think this is a LeBron series just because I don't think he's quite as explosive after the foot injury and with Wiggins. Wiggins is good at guarding him as much as anybody. So I'm kind of leaning on the Warriors. I know, where are you guys on this?
I got the Warriors six. Could go seven, but I'm thinking Warriors in six. And I think a lot of what you said is true. Davis has been phenomenal defensively so far. Yeah. You know, against Memphis, he was unbelievable. But like you said, they're going to need that offense. And Memphis couldn't shoot, so once you closed up the paint, they were in trouble. But obviously Golden State will shoot you out of the gym if you challenge them like that. So I think Warriors win, but I think it's going to be a good series. Every other day I think hurts LeBron, though.
I think the other thing is, even though that they get – LeBron was excited post-game to be like not having to travel to Memphis, but I'm with you. The every other day thing on – LeBron and the load that he and AD are going to have to carry in this series. I just think it catches up with them more than the Warriors.
All right, that's our man Kirk Helin from NBCSports.com. Kirk, great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Take care, guys.
Yep. Shekel City's next. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled, folks. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. It is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Best bet, I'm going to go with the Phillies plus 1.5 runs, taking on the Dodgers, the return of Bryce Harper. Inspirational 1.5 runs plus for the Phillies. Take the Padres minus 1.5 runs they play the Cincinnati Reds. And I'm going to take Houston plus one and a, Houston minus 1.5 runs, taking on the Giants from San Francisco. So best bet is Phillies plus 1.5 runs, Padres minus 1.5 runs, and Houston minus 1.5 runs, taking on the San Francisco Giants. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob, how surprised are you that Bryce Harper's coming back so quickly from Tommy John surgery?
Yeah, pretty amazing. I just don't get it. Like, guys get hurt more and more, and people come back faster and faster. Like, neither one makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. Hopefully it's no issue. I'm sure they wouldn't let him out there if there was, you know, if he wasn't fully ready. But it's pretty impressive, I'll tell you that. Right now, Boston up 26-23 on Philadelphia. So Philly's hanging right now without Joel Embiid, James Harden. It looks like he's trying to turn back the clock and go Houston Harden. He's got 14 points early on. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think Kurt Heelan made a good point, Rob, that the Celtics have lost some games they should win, right? They lost to Atlanta, game five. I mean, Atlanta's not as good as them. And they let them win game five and had to go ahead and play a game six and cut down their rest. And so I think Boston, I picked Boston to win this series, even with Embiid fully healthy. But I think if he's now with him ailing for at least one game, if not two, I'd be shocked if Philly could win this series.
Yeah, it's, again, you know, the injuries, of course, change the scope of it. Like, you can't even think to yourself of maybe somehow, some way, Philly finds a way to win. But if you're missing your best player,
right,
it's just impossible. It's not like other sports. The NBA's only five guys, and most times only two really matter. Like, if you don't have one of the two, the chances of you winning are very, very slim. It's just very to win four times. You can win one game,
right,
and players can come out.
Like the Clippers did.
Yeah, you can win one game, but it's hard to win four games without. It's just, otherwise you would say to yourself, what do you need them for if you could win four games without them? It just would seem impossible.
Do you think that we assume if Embiid wins the MVP and say, you know, misses two games and they lose, do you think that puts a damper on the MVP for him or not?
It's a regular season award. I just think you have to base it off of what happened already. And that's what I think. That's why the vote has to be in. You know, and that's why they give out awards in the postseason, because you can't do it. You can't imagine if a guy's a great regular season and somehow his team doesn't make the playoffs or he gets hurt or something. Like, you just have to look at them separately. The same thing now, if Embiid wins, and what if Jokic wins a championship? People might look back and go, oh, you know, right, what? Maybe Jokic should have been the MVP. I mean, so that's why you have to look at it just through the regular season window. And you know what? Jokic might be finals MVP if it came down to that. And that's what you'd have to look at.
No, I'm with you on that. And I think, like, you know, you've heard people say, well, they just have the MVP vote after the playoffs. And I'm like, no, because all that would be is the finals MVP.
That's what it would be. It wouldn't be. The regular season wouldn't even factor in.
Right, right. So, no, what they should do, though, I've said it before, I think they should have a show where they announce all the award winners after the season, before the playoffs start, after the regular season, maybe during the play-in or something like that. But that's the way to do it, because people get it mixed up, Rob, and think the playoffs, you know, are counted, you know, at least the early rounds. I think it'll be announced some point maybe within the next week or so. But I think a lot of people get confused and think playoffs has something to do with it when they don't. So we'll see. But it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left tonight on a Magic City Monday. There is plenty to get into, particularly with the NBA. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.